a good deal of athletic activities that I indulged in.
Were ladies permitted to play in those days? What kind of games did ladies play those days?
Well, we played tennis and basketball.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Mainly tennis and basketball. I don't believe there was any swimming offered then. Mm-hmm. Though we had a gym building, there was no swimming offered at that time. Mm-hmm. And then when I finished there, I went to New York and studied voice.
Where is that? Where did you study voice in New York?
Studied with Mr. Dudley.
I see.
And then came home for the general activities as a girl of that period, indulged in social affairs for the most part, mm-hmm. and married, and went to the country and lived at the plantation. And lived there until our home burned. Oh, I think it was probably about 58 when the home burned.
Oh, I see.
And I had neighbors in the country that insisted that I teach a little group of boys. There were six little boys. And I was asked to take charge of them and teach them. So I did. I had a little one-room school in an old log cabin down there near Billups Station, which is a station on the railroad between here and Artesia. Mm-hmm. And I think I taught there about 3 years. And then the schools were consolidated. All those little small country schools throughout counties were consolidated. And I taught then in the consolidated school they called Flagpole. They had a flag there. Mm-hmm. And I taught there for several years, and then a committee from the college was visiting around the schools and looking for talent, I suppose. And they asked me if I'd come into the college and teach in the demonstration school. So I did. Mm-hmm. And the demonstration school is a kind of a practice school, if you know the system. They have critic teachers and you have student teachers under you. They do a certain part of the teaching under your direction, but also under supervision of lesson plans that they've made and you have checked.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. But even that, the teacher herself has direct contact with the children in some of the classes, she did. Mm-hmm. So I did that for quite a long while. The total of my teaching experience, I think, was 30 years.
30 years.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. While I was at the demonstration school at one time, I was principal of the demonstration school. But then some changes came back, and I went back as a critic teacher. Mm-hmm. Now, where do we go from there?
Well, I think you've had a very rich experience, and I wonder if we could go backwards a little bit. I'm interested in the one-room school, the log school. Would you tell me more about that, how it was constructed?
Several miles from my home, and mm-hmm. I went around the neighborhood and gathered up the little boys and took them to school in a buggy.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That was before they had transportation furnished by counties, you see. Mm-hmm. And we'd struggle through the day and go home, and one neighbor, Mrs. lent us her youngest child, who was below school age, to make up a number. We had to have as many as six even to open the school. So she lent us her youngest son, Saunders, and he was very bright and learned a good deal. And I recall very distinctly as we'd go home in the afternoon about 3 o'clock, he'd go to sleep on my shoulder. He'd had enough for the day.
A long day for him.
Uh-huh.
About how old did you say he was?